missing number one in our camp booklets, these white song booklets. Number one, O Worship the Lord.
Oh.
Jean Nurse was praying, and she, I believe it was Sister Jean, she mentioned the promise in God's word that His glory would fill the whole earth. You find that in a number of places. The Lord even swears, "As I live, says the Lord, my glory shall fill the whole earth," he says. And I couldn't help but think of an old song that the gardeners, they were the directors of camp at the beginning for quite a number of years, actually. The first 40 of these 60 years, where the gardener was the camp director. And he and his wife really loved the song, "Day is Dying in the West." It's an old hymn, and "Day is Dying in the West," I guess out there, the sky is nice and pink and beautiful. But it talks about how the evening lamps are being lit, the Lord is holy, and heaven and earth are full of Him and are praising Him. And it's not in the hymn book, but Brother Paul copied it for us so that we could sing it today. Now talk about old-fashioned language. We sure have it in these verses, but I think we're up to it. Sister Caroline and Brother Gordon loved this song, and I remember actually talking about memories. I remember one Labor Day evening after, you know, the lake is really different after Labor Day. We were out on the boat tonight. Nobody's out in boats. It's really dead quiet. Lights are, you know, you really see the stars even better than during the season. I mean, it's dark. And I suppose this would be illegal now, but back then we took a rowboat out on Labor Day evening. We had worked hard all day after the noon meal, and we took a rowboat out, and about six or seven of us piled into that boat. And we were out in the lake, and we were singing. And I guess all those people had such beautiful voices. It was a nice echo. We came into this cove right here and hoped that the gardeners would hear us, and that was their room. And we sang, I remember we sang this chorus, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts," and other songs. Yeah, my heart is full of precious memories. And how they linger, you're probably thinking. Okay. Okay. Let's try this. "Day is dying in the west." And when the chorus comes, we're praising the Lord, and He is our holy God. praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, holy God. Heaven and earth are full of you. Hallelujah. This place, our lives are full of you. Full of you. Full of your glory. Hallelujah. Psalm 19, we read, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. Every day it speaks to us of his glory, of his power,
yes,
of his might and dominion, the creation, the sun, all those things are mentioned
Hallelujah.
There. How beautiful God has made the world for us.
Hallelujah.
And we thank him for that. There's something more beautiful to our hearts than we can see with our natural eyes, and that, of course, is the beauty of our God, the beauty of the Lord our God, the beauty of Jesus. He has become beautiful to us. And we sang before, Fairest Lord Jesus, Fairest Lord Jesus. And that song speaks also of things in nature, but then it speaks of his beauty as being far more beautiful. Far more. I was really beautiful out on the lake this evening. I was invited to go along on the boat ride, and I was talking to Cecil. We were mentioning other beautiful places that we have been. He'd been with his wife, and he on his own before he was married. He was in Europe, so we were talking about places we'd seen in Austria and Switzerland, and really beautiful places on this earth. Of course, this is one of those beauty spots of the earth, I believe. Grant Lake, especially the northern end of the lake where Pilgrim Camp is located. But our eyes have seen him. And we sing, I have seen the face of Jesus. Tell me not of aught beside. I have heard the voice of Jesus. All my soul is satisfied. There's something that has gripped my heart, captivated my soul. There's a beauty that transcends anything that these natural eyes can see. I was thinking, though, when we sang, O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, when it says that in the Bible, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, it's speaking of the beauty of the saints, really. Those worshipers who have on the garments of praise and the robes of righteousness and the vestments of holiness. Well, the Lord provides them for us. They come from him. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, is one of the prayers in the psalm. Prayer of Moses, the man of God. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Sometimes we sing, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. You remember toward the close of the book of Deuteronomy, it says, there's no God like our God. No God like our God. Anywhere. There's no one who compares to him. But then it says, no people like his people. See that right down a few verses lower. No people like God's people. A people saved by the Lord. We've been speaking of God's saving power. He saves us from our sins. He forgives us. He takes away our guilt when we are justified. How we thank him for his precious blood that was shed for us, for the price that was paid. Oh, we praise it. But then there's his saving power that not only removes the guilt of sin, but breaks the power of sin. And he makes us holy. And he allows us to be clothed with his beauty. And it can be seen in us. No people like God's people, the people saved by the Lord. But how about we sing about his beauty, his transcendent beauty in that song that we started, 34, Fairest Lord Jesus.